it's up to the ones that are courageous enough to take the stand by the grace of God, to stand up for truth and to stand up for what's right, no matter the cost.
And standing up for what's right, because that is what the Lord calls us to do. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, Lord, I may lose my life in this situation, but I would rather lose my life standing for what I know is truth. Yep. Your word is truth, and I would rather give my life standing for that than cower.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Feminine Glory Podcast.
Yes.
This is not a Hot Topic October.
Nope.
It is all completed. But we did want to, now that Hot Topic is over, give a brief overview as to why we did Hot Topic October, what was our goal. And then ultimately that'll tie into what is our overarching goal mission of the podcast.
Yeah.
So, but let's begin with Lydia. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Crazy busy. Crazy busy. It's kind of one of those things, like, you know, our dad will come home and be like, all right, what'd you get done today? It's like, I know I did stuff, but I don't know if I could tell you what I did. Like, I was productive. No, that's
not a lot done for sure.
Yeah, it's a very good busy, and I'm excited, hopefully, of the fruit that will come out of the efforts that we're working on. So,
yeah, it's exciting stuff.
How are you?
I am good. I am very busy, trying to get some things done for the upcoming store.
Yes.
And so the my own line that will be launching in the store, trying to get that accomplished, as well as working on our church plant. So
yeah, it's been fun.
And then I'm trying to think of what else. Lots of reading still, taking different classes. And yeah, I think that's it. Oh, and then just got my article turned in for Heather for the Keeping the Citadel magazine.
Yes. If you have not checked that out, we got in touch with Heather, I think back in the summer. It was just kind of a random find,
like how God thing.
Yeah, I think
crazy.
Just kind of, she randomly found us via social media, I think, reached out. She's doing a great work, so definitely go check out her social media page at Keeping the Citadel, and then also her website. Sign up for the magazine. It's a quarterly magazine, and so we are contributing to it, but don't go check it out because we're contributing to it. She's got so many other wonderful ladies that are writing and contributing, and she's doing a great job. Really kind of creating a network of women that's spurring them on to good works. And so definitely go check it out. She's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, it's great. But I guess more recently I went and with you and our siblings and our grandparents, actually.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yes.
Last night. Wow.
At the time of this recording, it will have been last night.
We went and saw in theaters Truth and Treason.
Yes, yes, we did.
Which was heavy and very sobering.
Yeah.
But worth it.
It was. It was very worth it.
Definitely a tearjerker.
Yeah. It's, can I give a brief overview?
Please do.
Okay. Nazi Germany, World War II. It's about these German boys. So you have some of like the Jew conflict were involving the Holocaust. That wasn't the main point, but that was kind of a subplot.
Which, interestingly enough, is another hot topic in our culture today.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. So about kind of the Jews and how awful they were treated. And then German boys, and one in particular, the 17-year-old.
And time out. This is a true story.
It is. So. It's based on a true story. And so this boy, and basically he was kind of like right up, he would have become a great top of the line, probably military leader, political figure in Germany right under Hitler's rule.
Phenomenal writer, incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Well read.
He was exposed to the truth. That was the propaganda that was being fed to the German people about their leader.
Spoilers if you've not actually watched it. Take time out and go watch it.
Yeah. I'm trying not to give too many away, but it was just kind of, he, this kid, 17-year-old, taking a stand for the truth, despite the fact that knowing if you got caught, it most likely would cost you your life. But he wanted people to learn the truth, to be able to be free, and to stand up against the evil that was going to take out their nation, that was just such propaganda, that was brainwashing all these people, that love of truth, he took a stand.
Yep.
And so now, just, he was a Mormon.
Keep your biblical worldview on.
Yes, it was not as strong in theological, like, Christianity as I would have liked it to have been. It definitely could have been, it was promoting Mormonism to an extent. And so, which is, Angel is one of the ones that I guess is hosting it or produced it. And so, obviously, that's why. So, definitely, yeah, keep your biblical worldview on. But aside from that, it was just very pertinent to kind of what we've been walking through in our culture lately, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for sure. And the Lord was so gracious in the timing of that. And they very smartly used that as kind of like a, I remember seeing the one ad and it was like they tried to silence him too. Mm. And I just thought, like, what a gift from God that, like, he created the story to where Charlie Kirk would get assassinated for telling the truth and for standing up for his convictions.
Yeah.
And then now, and for his, obviously for his faith. And then now this movie comes out, and it was just really, very sobering to watch because, I would say for one, it was intense to some level. It reminded me a lot of Unbroken.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, and the book that I read, The Persecutor.
Oh, right.
Which I know Gwen Newell has mentioned before on the podcast. Mm-hmm. It reminded me a lot of that kind of storyline. But it was very sobering because to watch somebody that young, by the grace of God, stand for truth did cause me to step back and be like, would I have done that the same way that he did?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I was faced with the same situation, would I have stood like that?
Well, because part of the heaviness, if I may mm-hmm. interject, came from the fact of you saw almost like a concentration camp style. What's the word? Like the beatings and the how people were treated in the concentration camps, the beatings, the interrogations, you know, the typical one that you see with, you know, the bright light and the very like muscular man or big to do man. And so that was part of the heaviness, is witnessing that, but then realizing like, but this actually happened. This was someone's story.
Oh yeah. And they, the theme throughout it though, what I loved about the whole thing was that, again, you can pretty much guess by the title, it's like truth and treason. And so here's somebody that is standing up for truth. And he's only 17. And the point was, truth will always prevail. And so it's up to the ones that are courageous enough to take the stand by the grace of God to stand up for truth and to stand up for what's right, no matter the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And it, what I loved about it too, is I know we've talked about on the podcast, good stories breed good people.
Yeah.
And so, this was definitely one of those stories where when you come away from it, it's one of those things that can't be unseen. And so it's one of those that does prepare you for when there's a time for you to be courageous and for you to stand up to then make that stand, knowing who's come before you.
Mm-hmm.
And even by the time this will be launched, the celebration for Reformation Day would have already happened. And so it's just, when we have watched it though, knowing that we are going to be celebrating the Reformation coming up. And I know you and I have been reading some books on the Reformation as kind of like an Advent, leading up to Reformation Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things that really added a sort of heaviness to, and a weight to the job that's been set before you.
Mm-hmm.
And just realizing that, you know, there are people that have given their lives for the gospel and for their faith and for the truth. And so why should you give anything less?
Well, I mean, that's what our Lord did.
Right.
I think it's very important to for parents to read stories like that to their children and then to show stories like that to their children. Like, because it did actually happen, and not every story is a fairy tale ending. Not everyone makes it out in the end. Mm-hmm. And there are people that were willing enough, like you were saying, by the grace of God, to make a stand and to lay the groundwork for other people to stand on their shoulders and to accomplish just a little more than they did, and then a little more than they did. And it's those stories of faithfulness and obedience to Christ, no matter what, that you're right, can give you the courage in the moment of seeing God's faithfulness to end up where we are now, that we get to live in such a great nation where we are free, mm-hmm. because people came before us and we're standing on the foundation on their shoulders because they were willing to give their lives so that we could be free. And ultimately, true freedom in Christ, he gave his life. So he took all of our sin and the wrath of God upon him so that we might live true, free, joyful lives in him.
Right. And I think that especially that's very important now as, you know, America's history is trying to be rewritten, mm-hmm. and to watch things like that. Not that it was about America specifically. It wasn't.
Right.
But there are certain things that happened during World War II that are trying to be rewritten.
Yes.
And so just a reminder of like what actually happened during those times. And it was a good reality check to know, like, you know, it can be really easy in our cush lives in America to think like, well, that could never happen because we're so far removed from that. And it's like, you know, those type of things just don't happen anymore. And so it's like you don't get sent to in America, you don't get sent to a prison camp and get tortured because you were proclaiming the truth. But it's like, but it could.
Well,
it's happening in other countries. And we just witnessed a man get shot and murdered for standing for the truth. And so it's like it may not happen the same exact way, but it's definitely rhyming.
Well, I was kind of struck. There's a lot of, I won't go into all the details, but there's a lot of kind of workings. You can see the Lord working and moving in the lives of our church community, in the life of my lives of my family members and me. Like the Lord is laying the groundwork for something. And just, there's a few things that I've been reminded of lately, time and time again, whether from our brothers, our father, just all those around us, is that we need to be prepared and we need to be building now. And I know we've talked about this a lot, but it is so crucial because we were on the precipice of having people being beaten and killed for the truth, right? We mm-hmm. were on the precipice of, we were being fed propaganda just as in back then with Nazi Germany. And this movie is not a substitute for reading. You need to be reading. I'm not saying, you know.
In addition to, another good story to lay before yourself and others that you love.
Yes. So you need to be reading about these good stories because we were on the precipice of having a situation like this in America. Mm-hmm. We were being fed propaganda. They were rewriting history and they were telling us lies and people are believing them. And we're still coming out of that mess. We're not free and clear, but because people like Vody Bachum, Charlie Kirk, John MacArthur, and so many other Christians who we will never know their names who are being faithful because they were willing to stand up for the truth, we, by the grace and mercy of God, were spared mm-hmm. in so, so many ways. And so I was just struck by God's grace and mercy and then also challenged to our go do better.
Yep.
Do better. Be building. Be reading. Be a learned individual. Be strong in my convictions and pray to the Lord because it is so important that you're practicing now for whatever may happen in the future. Because we don't know.
Yep.
And we're going to need good, sharp fighters who are willing to make a stand no matter what.
And after this just added an emphasis upon, I know, what has already been a big theme that we've talked about in our lives, it seems like this drum that the Lord just keeps beating in our ears of like, be courageous, take the stance that need to be taken, be very intelligent and knowledgeable, mm-hmm. Know the facts, know the truth. And it just really added an emphasis to it. And it really, I would say, just added a gravity to what we're doing, mm-hmm. what we've been doing, and realizing that, you know, you do have to count the cost, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to count the cost of, you know, really taking a step back. And it really did cause me to step back and be like, would I have stood up? You know, and it's like, if I had stood up in his shoes, it would have only been because of the grace of God. Only. And so I know we've talked about this with Dad, is like, there have been, and I know I've heard it from, you know, sermons, especially by Douglas Wilson and other people, is that we have heard again and again and again that the Lord gives you such grace in preparing you for the large battles by giving you small ones.
Yeah.
And so we've seen that even in our own lives. We've seen the problems get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the costs get bigger and bigger. And I know that Dad has even talked to us about in one of the instances where we lost something because of standing up. And Dad so lovingly told us, he was like, this is a small suffering. But the bigger one is coming. So I just want you to know that good job. You did great, but keep learning and keep standing because it's going to get bigger. And that's just how God works. Well, when God gives you grace in one moment, he ups the ante to cause you to rely upon him for the next one.
And it's important to know, the situation you're referring to, he likened it to in the book of Daniel where they wouldn't eat the meat that was offered to them. And he said, all right, that was the situation. Your fiery furnace is still coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like, well, thanks. But if you really think about it, it's like, no, thank you, Dad. And thank you, Lord, because you're, like you were saying earlier, Esther, I have to count the cost. And so you need to see, and your children need to see the video where Charlie Kirk got shot.
Yes.
You need to see movies like Truth and Treason. You need to watch these movies where you
Unbroken.
See. Yes. And it's hard. It's hard for women because we are more emotional than men. But
well, our job is to give life, not take.
Right. And so it is difficult for us to see. I think sometimes, you know, our brothers are more like, as they like to get behind a cause. And so I think it's easier for them to rally behind seeing something like that, although it still can be heavy for them. But you need to see. You need to count the cost, and you need to see what it could possibly cost you in standing up for what's right, because that is what the Lord calls us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, Lord, I may lose my life in this situation, but I would rather lose my life standing for what I know is truth.
Yep.
Your word is truth. And I would rather give my life standing for that than cower, because ultimately this is my Father's world and I have nothing else to fear.
Yes. And so, taking it back to the question, why I bring this all up, why I bring up that we watched the movie, why I bring up, you know, being courageous and standing up for truth, is that is the reason for Hot Topic October. And that is the reason for this podcast,
mm-hmm.
is to present to you problems in our culture that are a danger to the women, the Christian women in this community, and even... Well, that it's a danger to women in general, actually, that could potentially harm the truth from getting revealed, and little issues that could get in the way, or even bigger issues that could get in the way of the gospel shining forth. And then also, then with the interviews, our mission is to show you women that are being faithful in the day to day, that are being courageous, that are taking the stand, that are embracing the life that God is writing for them and the stories. And, you know, one of the questions we always ask, and I know we were talking about this the other day, is if you could have tea or coffee with any woman from history, who would it be and why? We are literally, and you mentioned this too, getting the opportunity to sit down with women who are going to be, their life is going to be history.
Yeah.
Their life has already had different elements of history within it. And their story is being written present day. And the Lord has so graciously provided us the opportunity to sit down with some amazing women. And so that way we can share it with you all of women who are obeying God in their day-to-day lives. And so... it's a challenge with the Hot Topic October,
mm-hmm.
and then an encouragement with the different interviews. But ultimately, we want women who have a quiet, gentle and quiet spirit. And what we mean by a quiet spirit, well, actually, this was on my Femina quote today. see, where's my phone? So there was a Femina quote that popped up today, and this was super funny because we had talked about, we had an interview that will be coming out in the future. And the lady that we had interviewed, was talking about a gentle and quiet spirit. I won't give any spoilers, but, so then we were relating it to her dad, telling him about how great the conversation was, and the lady that mentioned gentle and quiet spirit. And, interestingly enough, then we went and saw the movie and then woke up this morning and this was the Femina quote on my Femina calendar.
Okay.
A gentle and quiet spirit is a good defensive weapon against fear. It is a spirit that is trusting God and resting in Him. It is not all turned up like white caps on a lake.
Mm.
That's by Nancy Wilson from her book Virtuous.
Okay.
And I love that because when we were talking about it with Dad, he brought up Proverbs 31 and he was like, the type of woman that is, that has a gentle and quiet spirit, is the type that's working hard and is not fearful and can look at the winter coming, the harsh winter coming, and laugh at it. Because it's like, winter, what do you got? My family is clothed in scarlet. You know, God's provided. And praise be to God, He used me to help provide for that. Mm-hmm. And so it really caused me to think, like, are we the type of women that are fearing nothing else but God? And I know we talk about that a lot on the podcast, but it really
is crucial.
It really is. Are you the type of woman? And I'm asking this of myself, is like, do I fear nothing save for God, to the point where even the future, like we were talking about, where, you know, the trials just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because God wants you to rely on Him. So then you can rejoice in the deliverance. Even if that deliverance is you get murdered and you go to heaven.
Right.
Right. There's still a deliverance there.
Correct.
And God loves to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when those moments come, are you preparing now in the everyday to be the type of woman that when that moment comes, are you going to fear nothing but Christ? Because you know that if you don't stand up for Christ now, then the afterlife of making that decision of fearing man, that can only destroy your body, versus fearing God, who can destroy your body and soul, that turning your back on God is going to be far worse.
Yes.
Than standing up against man in front mm-hmm. of me now. It's like, what can man do to me? Yeah. Are we being the type of women that's like, what do you got? To live is Christ, to die is gain.
Yes. And I think that's so important. And I cannot recommend this book enough. Reformation Women. I mentioned it in the Reformation Immortal Souls episode. And I know at this point, you know, by the time this is released, October will be over. Reformation mm-hmm. Day celebrated. But I think it's so important to read these stories because at the same time, after watching this movie, I'm also reading a book, Evidence Not Seen, and it's going to walk through a real life story once again, where a woman literally faced a Japanese concentration camp. And it hit me after we watched the movie last night, like, about reading all these stories. And even when I've been younger, reading biographies about missionaries who struggled, like, wait a minute, that actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw on the movie screen last night happened to fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are now with the Lord.
Like, the hiding place.
They lived that. Mm-hmm. They lived through the beatings and the suffering, and they were literally burned alive during the reformational period. So I would encourage you to read these stories, to put these stories in front of the faces of your children, to fill their minds with that. And not so much so that they become callous toward it, but that they remember the heaviness. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever get tired of hearing us talk about this, right? Like, why are they always talking about reading these difficult stories? Why are they always bringing up Charlie Kirk? Shame on you if you're ever tired of hearing about that. If you're ever hearing yep. about the death of Odie Bauchin, because it is important. And we yep. should not ever feel relaxed. Mm-hmm. So our pastor did a great job with a sermon on Sunday on Ephesians 5. 11 through 16. And he was talking about not being unfruitful and yep. the times are evil.
And exposing the darkness.
And so that's what we as Christians are called to do. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All authority on heaven and earth has been given to the Lord. Go therefore and make disciples. And you need to have that in your mind. Like, this is the Lord's world. And so I can do nothing other but then go plant flags for God's kingdom. You know, like you have the famous like American flag on the moon.
Yep.
Or even the picture on Iwo Jima.
Yep.
You need to go be planting kingdoms flags that say this is God's world, this is God's kingdom everywhere you go. You need to be yep. proclaiming the gospel because that is what we're called to do. Because ultimately, the Lord does own this world.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't belong to a single president. It doesn't belong to a single ruler. And if you have that mindset of like, okay, I have a mission, I have my marching orders, and part of making disciples is raising a godly family,
mm-hmm.
but it's also then your theology needs to then flow out your fingertips to where everywhere around you, you are proclaiming the gospel and you're making a difference and an impact because we have nothing to fear because ultimately, no, our King is Jesus.
Yep. And God says, everyone, everywhere is mine.
Yeah.
And so this is his world. We are his characters.
Mm-hmm.
He's writing this story.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you going to, are you going to claim Christ and, repent of your sins and do this his way? Or are you not? And, you know, heaven and hell is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what we face on this earth is not as bad as spending an eternity in hell. So go out, proclaim the light, no matter what, proclaim the truth. Be the type of women that don't fear anything save for Christ and expose the darkness because that is your ultimate mission.
And ultimately in doing so, although the person may not realize it at the moment, in proclaiming truth to the lost world around us, that is loving your neighbor.
Yep.
Like, that is, I love you so much, I don't want you to go to hell.
Which was also an interesting dynamic in the movie was you can see one of the German, I guess, soldiers that's in charge of, like, making sure that the truth does not get out. He is mm-hmm. one of the main persecutors of the main character. He's really struggling because he doesn't like hearing the truth because the truth is painful. And he'd rather not be awakened to that, to the truth, because it in the moment, it's too hard to handle,
mm-hmm.
or so he thinks.
Yeah.
And so you have to watch the movie to see how it ends. But I think that that's how we sometimes act is like, I'd rather not hear the truth because living in my sin right now is more fun than hearing the truth. And it's like, but you'll be better off if you hear the truth now, if you endure this little pain now of hearing the truth than ignoring the truth until it's too late.
And I heard this on a sermon. That's like it in the moment, it may seem difficult, but coming out of that, looking back, you're going to say, I could not picture this any other way, ultimately, because the Lord's yoke is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it is,
you may, and you will face trials. There will be hardships, but it's not, the Lord is not asking us to do anything that he has not already walked through himself.
Yep.
And so he will give you the strength to do it.
And how much more comfort does it provide you? Like I've thought about this before. I can't imagine not believing in the sovereignty of God,
mm-hmm.
that everything that happens to me, he ordained beforehand. And so like, I really do feel bad for the people that don't believe in the sovereignty of Christ because that would be very hard.
Yeah.
And it's way harder to walk through, you're going to walk through the trials of life anyway. And it's way harder to walk through them believing there is no God and that he isn't sovereign than to walk through them knowing my God allowed this to happen for my good.
Yeah.
And the Lord plays rough with those he loves. And so thank you, Lord, that I was counted worthy to suffer on account of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was also a great as the, even like from the beginning to the end, the movie overall was very good. And, And so I would highly encourage you to go watch it. And Lydia, like you said, if you're like, well, I'm afraid that would be too scary for me and I couldn't take it, again, like, wake up. That's the reality of life. So those things have happened, and I'm sure those things will continue to happen. So wake up. You've only one life to die by living, but you have an eternity to live by dying. And so live your life with a readiness to die for the truth, knowing that you will have an eternity to live with Christ if you're walking in accordance with God and his word.
And the beautiful thing is we have the answers. We have the Lord's word.
Yep.
And he promised he would never leave us or forsake us. So just seek to be faithful and obedient to what he's called you to do. And it's that faithful, joyful obedience that will make a difference in the end.
Yep. And always keep before you. And again, reason for the podcast is to encourage you to watch women that are being faithful in their day-to-day duties, that are honoring God with their lives, to encourage you to keep reading stories, keep learning about different people that are being faithful and that have been faithful, in order to provide you encouragement that when it comes your time to stand up in a big way, you will have prepared to know what to do in your moment. Like, you'll know how God wants you to write that scene.
Yeah. And it won't always be the same, but you have examples that came that of many people who have come before you, but you're not going to know and be able to see the Lord's faithfulness in those moments if you're not reading his word and you're not reading about how he's worked in the lives of other Christians.
Yep. And especially with Thanksgiving coming up, use this time to be thankful, because when you take your eyes off of yourself and you focus on the goodness that the Lord has provided you, that does ultimately help you to not be fearful for the future. And you're not giving yourself time to worry about the future.
And especially if you know, Lord, in this season, I've sought to live faithfully before you obediently, and I've given it my all, and you've blessed those efforts. So you can have an attitude of, you know, she laughs at the future.
Yep. And knowing too that the battles that are happening right now, and I mean like light versus darkness, evil versus goodness, is much bigger than you.
Yeah.
And you aren't the main character.
Yeah.
And so, was that G.K. Chesterton quote from Orthodoxy that we love? She said something along the lines of like, how much happier would you be in this world if you realized that no one cared that you were in it?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's just like, take your eyes off of yourself and put your eyes on Christ. And just wait and see what he's going to do with you. Because if you honestly have taken the form in front of God of like, truly, here I am, Lord, send me. And truly have been like, Lord, I want to be malleable so you can form me. The potter can form me in the pot that he wants to create. And it's like, Lord, here is my life. Guide me into the most profitable life that you can write for me. So that way, ultimately, I can give my life back to you glorified. Like, I have, you have provided me a body that is my talents, and I am going to spend my life in such a way, Lord, help me to spend my life in such a way where I am making the most of my life in your name. And I think that is ultimately, when he does that, then he will provide you the grace to be courageous by living, by taking the readiness to die.
That reminded me the G.K. Chesterton quote about courage.
Go ahead.
Courage is almost a contradiction in terms. It means a strong desire to live, taking the form of a readiness to die.
Boom. Let's be courageous women.
Yep. Build that wall.
Yep. And don't let anything take you off of it.
Yep.
I'm doing a good work.
I cannot come down. Strengthen your hands for the good work the Lord has called you to do, and be faithful.
Amen.
All right, y'all. This is not Hot Topic October, but this is kind of a why to the podcast, a why to Hot Topic. And although it may have seem repetitive that we're bringing up the same things a lot, I think it is important just to keep learning, keep building, because something someone said recently that was really good, it's like how at the Charlie Kirk Memorial, so many people heard the gospel. How are you going to steward this moment?
Mm.
And so let's take advantage of the opportunities God has given us and turn a profit on it.
And not to steal from Cross Politic, but I'm going to steal from Cross Politic.
Okay.
Don't forget to fight, laugh, and feast in
so
the truest
crucial.
Sense. Because
so crucial.
That does end up aiding in the battle.
Soldiers need to be rejuvenated.
Yep. So laugh and enjoy, especially with the holiday season coming up, but also keep that soberness, but not so sober that you cannot have joy and you cannot laugh.
Yeah, because like we've talked about in other podcast episodes, this world and this fight is so much bigger than your comfortability and your preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And so seek to live faithfully the mission the Lord has given you.
Yep. Amen. And with that, we will see you next time on the Feminine Glory Podcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us on this episode of the Feminine Glory Podcast. This is the part of the podcast where we're supposed to tell you to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, mm-hmm. or just subscribe to Apple Podcasts, but particularly YouTube. So there you go. You can smash those buttons and...
Or you don't have to. If you find us boring, if you don't like us,
leave
you can
alone.
Just not do that. And not visit this podcast again. It's up to you. Would you rather
so
to listen or not to listen? To subscribe or not to subscribe?
That's the question.
Yep. So you can pick. You can pick. We'll leave it open.
Yes.
You can subscribe. We like YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it hosts our podcast. So.
And YouTube would like us to ask you to do this. So.
So there you go. We asked. So you can do that. Do that what you will.
We'll see you on the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows? All right. Bye, guys.